At sunrise tomorrow, a hot air balloon will rise from a special spot in South Dakota's Black Hills to commemorate the world's first research flight into the stratosphere. The 1934 Explorer 1 mission paved the way for future missions, which scientists used to build the foundations of the space program. From Hot Springs, South Dakota, Jim Kent reports.
12 miles south of Rapid City, in a natural depression of the Black Hills, sits the Stratobowl, covering an area equal to 70 football fields and bordered on all sides by 400-foot cliffs lined with ponderosa pine. This magnificent rolling plain is known both for its beauty and being protected from the one element that can hamper any balloon launch, wind. That characteristic is what made the Stratobowl perfect for the launch of the world's first scientific journey into the stratosphere. Tom Crouch is with the National Aeronautics Space Museum. He says the Stratobowl is where America's space exploration really began.
In the late 1920s and into the 1930s, there really was a sort of early 20th century space race underway. Explorer 2 finally captured the world's altitude record, 72,395 feet, and brought that pre-war space race era to an end. So at the time, you know, it was extraordinarily important, headline-making stuff, and it was big news indeed.
Previous high-altitude flights in open gondolas were sometimes disastrous, but the Explorer missions used pressurized gondolas and moved America into the lead of the earliest space race. But as time passed, the big news of the Explorer flights fell by the wayside.
I was 15 years old when Explorer 1 took off, and that's the reason we're doing all this.
85-year-old Ed Yost, considered the father of modern hot air ballooning, was inspired by the Explorer missions to pursue his career. Yost notes that Explorer 1 and 2 weren't just successes in the high-altitude race.
All the scientists in the whole United States wanted to know what went on in the atmosphere and all the activity coming in from space and the sunspots and our radiation effects and so forth. But our space thing did not start in Cape Canaveral. It started right here in South Dakota.
Craig Ryan is author of the book The Pre-Astronauts, and he agrees that the often-overlooked Explorer flights were extraordinary.
And essentially led us directly to the lunar landing in 1969. And what a lot of people don't realize is that the upper Midwest is really, as far as the United States goes, where the space age began. And because that was where these high-altitude flights originated from, that's where the engineering was done. There were key people at the University of Minnesota and at the balloon manufacturers in Minnesota and South Dakota.
Ed Yost has made it his goal to ensure that the Explorer flights are remembered here. He's placed 4 stone markers at the site explaining the purpose of the missions and will be on hand to speak to the crowd expected to watch a hot air balloon ascend from this site tomorrow morning. Evelyn Chard will be there. She's one of the many South Dakotans who witnessed the original Explorer flights.
I don't think we realized at the time the importance and significance of the scientific information they gained. And I think they were really heroes, and I don't think they get enough credit.
That's due to change tomorrow morning when one more hot air balloon is scheduled to rise from the legendary Black Hills Stratobowl. For NPR News, I'm Jim Kent.